this story. We haven't given it a lot of coverage, but it's an interesting story going on in Racine County. The Racine Unified School District covers an area well beyond the city limits of Racine. Unified school districts, there are a number of them around the state. I believe Kenosha has one. There's a few others. Unified school districts are districts in which the school district takes in several municipalities. The Racine Unified School District goes well past Racine, including well west of the city of Racine, and includes Caledonia. Caledonia is a fast-growing area of western Racine County that politically has nothing in common with the city of Racine. Caledonia and western Racine County are very conservative and very Republican. The city of Racine is very liberal and very Democratic. There has been a push by some in Caledonia to break off and get out of the Racine Unified School District. Not everybody in Caledonia agrees with this. Some like the schools they're attending. It's not like their kids are being shipped all the way in to the city of Racine to go to grade school. Others think that the system currently works and the education that they're getting for their kids is decent. Others believe that the Racine Unified District is a mess, that their district would be much stronger if they just broke off and formed their own. I'm not here to tell you which side is right because I am not in a position to know which side is right. What I can tell you is that it has gotten very contentious, and the momentum seems to be on the side of those who want to stay in Racine Unified. The Caledonia Village Board has refused to join the call for breaking off and forming a new school district. They did so after some comments were made at a recent meeting, though, that many people are questioning. The Republican member of the State Assembly, who represents this area, is being accused of getting up and making a number of misstatement of facts. I wasn't there, so I don't know what was said and what wasn't said. But the assemblyman, Weatherston, is accused of saying at the meeting that if Caledonia broke off and formed its own school district, it would get virtually no state aid. Well, that just isn't true. Caledonia would be a middle-class school district, not overly wealthy, certainly not poor. It'd be along the lines of those very similar to the districts just to the north, the Oak Creek, Franklin District, and the Franklin District, which have similar demographics to Caledonia, and those districts get thousands of dollars per student in aid. I think it's an issue you want to watch because it runs the risk, or at least it has the potential, of dividing Caledonia and western Racine County and have ramifications in a lot of the political issues in that area. Anytime anybody talks about breaking off from anything or going independent, though, it's very, very controversial. It affects power structures. It affects clout. And it's just a change that many people have a hard time adapting to. You can see, though, why this push exists. Imagine if, for example, Wauwatosa was part of the Milwaukee School District. You can see how many in Wauwatosa wouldn't like that. The fact that Caledonia's always been in this unified district means that the people there are somewhat accustomed to it. All right.